The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Yocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Thursday, October 10th, 2019, and the Dallas Cowboys, their game against the New York Jets, getting closer and closer and closer. It's Thursday, which means we've got Thursday night football going on tonight. The New York Giants and New England Patriots getting ready to play. We're going to hear all about Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46 and Daniel Jones and Eli Manning, etc., etc., etc. So get ready to be bombarded with that. Obviously, the Cowboys will be at the home of the Giants this Sunday because it's also the home of the Jets. They'll be on the road for their week six matchup as, you know, they try to get to 4-2. And we got a lot to talk about that game, but I want to talk about something. I want to look back to the Green Bay game. I tweeted about this and I wrote about this on Wednesday. You can go check it out at bloggingtheboys.com. The guys from 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, they're great guys, great dudes. They were cool enough to have me on last week to talk about the Cowboys Packers game coming up. It was a lot of fun, and they're a great group up there. They have David Bakhtiari, the Packers left tackle. They have him on every single week. He has a weekly appearance there, and you can always, you know, he says a lot of things, just like you hear, you know, Jerry Jones has a weekly appearance on 105.3 The Fan. So does Jason Garrett. Obviously, Jason Garrett's on ESPN San Antonio every week. You get the picture. But David Bakhtiari was called for two penalties early on in the game last Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. He had a false start, which kind of showed how scared he was of Robert Quinn. We talked about Robert Quinn's impact on that game last week here on the Ocho. And then immediately after, David Bakhtiari was called for holding against Robert Quinn, incidentally. And apparently, David Bakhtiari took exception to this penalty, and he said something else that I thought was very interesting. I want to play that clip from you. This from 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee.
That holding call has got to go down as one of the worst holding calls I have ever been called for in my entire life. To a point where I made him tell me his reasoning, to which I got in response, I play defensive end. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is outrunning Robert Quinn. To such point, I then tattletaled on the ref to Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Because most refs are, you know, they like to have good relations with quarterbacks, especially ones that will go down as some of the best of all time. To then, such credit, Aaron cusses him out. To then, he comes to me and says, did you really just rat me out to Aaron?
Oh, to Kasha 6-9.
To I, responding, you just ratted me out to America.
True.
Then he's laughing and then asked me, was it really that bad of me to call holding call on that? I'm like, absolutely. I have no problem admitting if I do it. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
I play a lot of games. I've done a lot of plays. It's bound to happen. It will happen again.
Now, it's obviously interesting when you hear that Bakhtiari thinks this was one of the worst holding calls he's ever been called for in his entire life. Look, David Bakhtiari is a great left tackle in the NFL. He's one of the best. I'm not at all disputing that. But if you go watch, and this is 3rd and 8, the first offensive possession of the game for the Green Bay Packers, first offensive possession of the game, period, because the Cowboys won the toss and deferred, which, by the way, is a great trend that we now live with. But it's clearly a hold. I tweeted the video. It was, again, blogontheboys.com. You can go check it out. Clearly a hold. And that whole part of this discussion is one thing. But something that is interesting, a lot of people pointed this out. David Bakhtiari says that he, in his words, tattletaled to Aaron Rodgers about the explanation he got, how, you know, oh, yeah, I played defensive end, you know, Aaron Rodgers is outrunning Robert Quinn, and that Aaron Rodgers cussed out the official. Those are David Bakhtiari's exact words, that Aaron Rodgers cussed out the official. Now, referee Ron Torbert, after the game, in the pool report, he talked about what happened with Jason Garrett, the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. We all know what happened. Again, we don't need to rehash this whole thing, but you know what I'm talking about. And when asked about that, Ron Torbert said that Jason Garrett used abusive language towards an official. I'm not an expert. I would imagine that cussing out, David Bakhtiari literally says that Aaron Rodgers cussed out the official. I would imagine that that would be something that somebody would assume or a lot up to abusive language, but apparently not. And look, the Cowboys were going to lose that game. I mean, this whole circumstance, this situation doesn't change the fact that the Packers beat the tar out of the Dallas Cowboys, all right? That happened. The Packers deserve all the credit in the world. David Bakhtiari deserves all the credit in the world. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, all of them, all right? But that highlights the inconsistency that not just Cowboys fans, that all football fans are seeing across all football games this season. The officiating has just been terrible. We had Mike Pereira on the show here before the season started. He talked about the pass interference penalty reviews and how he didn't think that was going to be that bad. The whole circumstance surrounding Jason Garrett's unsportsmanlike conduct penalty was because he had to challenge that play that he knew was a catch, and he knew that he was going to burn his final challenge, and he wound up needing it later when he could have challenged the play of Michael Gallup that was the interception that Kevin King had. So I find it interesting. I find it more interesting that David Bakhtiari is almost bragging about the fact that Aaron Rodgers cussed out an official and that he would tattletale towards him. But again, it is what it is. Packers won, Cowboys lost. I just wanted to share that with you. That's what I do. We're all friends here. So I wanted to bring that into your life. But the Dallas Cowboys will be on the road this Sunday against the New York Jets. Tony Romo, Jim Nantz, Tracy Wolfson on the call. Sam Darnold will be the quarterback for the Jets, and that certainly presents an issue. You know, the discussion's been had a few times already this week. What should you expect? What should we sort of look forward to? What's the temperature surrounding this game? I mean, you know, there are people that I believe are a little bit overreactionary that are questioning whether the Cowboys can conceivably win this game. Look, if you're an intellectual person, you know the Cowboys are going to win this game. And unfortunately, the Cowboys could come out, they could win this game 45-0. And people are still on Monday morning going to kill them and say, yeah, guess what? You can beat all the bad teams. Can you beat a good team? This whole sort of movement is all driving. We've said this already this week. This is all going to culminate next Sunday night on NBC, AT&T Stadium, when the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Cowboys show down with one another. That's the last game before the bye for the Cowboys. That's huge. I mean, it really is huge. And I believe it was before the bye in 2016 when the Cowboys hosted the Eagles, also on Sunday Night Football. That game was on October 30th, if memory serves me right. That was the first meeting ever between Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. Obviously, it went to overtime. Chris Jones had the great fake punt and everything, and the Cowboys won, and that really sort of set the tempo for the rest of the season for the Cowboys. And this game next week has the potential to do that for either one of these teams, whoever comes out on top. But the Cowboys have to get to the Jets first, and ultimately, I mean, who worries you? I know I've asked that already, but who worries you? The Sam Darnold factor does not worry me. I do think it's interesting. We still, you know, we're in week 6. It's not like we're super deep into the season, but we still really don't know who Sam Darnold is under Adam Gase. And I know that Adam has just been destroyed in the media and certainly the New York media for the way the Jets have started the season. And a lot of it, obviously not the Jets' fault. You know, they've had a ton of injuries, the mono thing for Sam Darnold. I mean, a lot of that's unpredictable. However, you know, the point remains that we don't know. We've seen Sam Darnold play one game under the Adam Gase-led Jets, and it was week 1 against the Buffalo Bills. That's a really good defense. And so it's hard to totally qualify who this quarterback is. And that's why, I mean, you know, obviously we all want the Cowboys to win, but this is an interesting game from just an NFL landscape perspective. What if Sam Darnold does look good? I mean, you know, Twitter will melt down for Cowboys fans, but it will say a lot about who Sam Darnold is, because we still don't know kind of what he looks like beyond his rookie season. And we really don't know what the backfield of Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell looks like together. So we're going to get to see that. And I, you know, steer into that direction. I think that's what presents the biggest challenge for the Cowboys. Le'Veon Bell, he's one of the most patient, if not the most patient running backs in the National Football League. And he has the potential to flip a game. And we just saw the Cowboys get run all over by Aaron Jones, of all people. And believe me, I like Aaron Jones. We had him on ESPN San Antonio. He's a cool dude. He had a big game in college too. Go look at his final season there at UTEP, and so I don't think it's surprising to see him pull something off like 4 touchdowns. Just unfortunate who it came against. But Le'Veon Bell, I think it goes without saying, is the biggest X factor for this team, certainly on offense for the Jets. I mean, he has the ability, because the Cowboys run defense has been so poor, he has the ability to kind of shake things up and kind of turn things in a positive direction for the Jets, and that would not be too fun if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and most of you listening are. So Le'Veon Bell is someone to watch out for on offense. On defense, I think it's just as obvious, but I think there's one player who the Cowboys have to worry about as well. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a break. I think we're all going to take a break really quickly, because we have to pay the bills, and then we'll get into that. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after this short break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, so we're back from the break. Remember, by the way, to subscribe to the Blog and the Voice podcast feed. If you haven't done so yet, you get access to all 4 of our shows here at BTB. You get an episode of the Ocho every day. That's with me, RJ Ochoa. You get episodes of the 750 with myself and 2-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. We have a Super Bowl champion in our podcast rotation. Not many Dallas Cowboys podcasts can say that. We have Talking the Star with Connor Livesey and Cole Patterson and Dalton Miller. We also have Bruising the Boys with Michael Sizemore and Tom Ryle. You get 4 different shows. There's always a podcast episode for you to listen to. One-stop shop. Subscribe to the Blog and the Voice podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Apple devices, Android devices, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Spotify. You can ask Alexa. We're on all of those places, so make sure you hit us up. And when you're in the mood to subscribe to stuff, by the way, make sure you subscribe to the Blog and the Boys YouTube channel. We got tons of recaps and breakdowns and film reviews up there as well. Make sure you follow us on socials at Blog and the Boys on Twitter, blogging.the.boys on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, same handle, RJ Ochoa. I make it easy for you. Been hopping on the gram a lot lately. Been updating the stories, and appreciate those of you that have followed, so make sure you do so as well. If you ever have a question about something, you can hit me up. My DMs are open, obviously, on Instagram. They are on Twitter. You can shoot me an email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. But back to the New York Jets and the defensive player that I think presents the biggest problem for the Cowboys on Sunday. It goes without saying, right? I mean, it's Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams is a very dynamic player just in general, and somebody who's had a really interesting season when it comes to requesting a trade potentially and unfollowing the Jets on the aforementioned Instagram or whatever. But that's a dude. We've seen Dak Prescott get greedy at times this season. His interception certainly against the Miami Dolphins was very greedy. The second one against the Green Bay Packers was not the best decision. We've also seen just some unfortunate circumstances, some tip balls and things like that. So Jamal Adams is somebody who I think can kind of, you know, kind of make a difference. So hopefully that will not be the case. But I mean, the obvious is what it is with the Jets in terms of, yeah, RJ, thanks for telling me Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams are guys to watch out for. That's who the Jets are. They're very top heavy in that regard. They don't have a lot of talent. They have a handful of really good players and then just some dudes around them. And I mean that with all the respect in the world. Let's look at Wednesday's practice report. This is our Thursday episode of the Ocho, but we do our best to get them out early in the day so they're ready for you when you go to work, when you go to work out, whatever the case may be. Wednesday's practice report, you can always read these at blogontheboys.com. For the Dallas Cowboys, Tavon Austin, Randall Cobb, Michael Gallup, Sean Lee, and Tony Pollard, all full participants in practice, so no need to be worried about them. Amari Cooper, Tyrone Crawford, Zach Martin, and Antoine Woods, all limited participants. Amari Cooper did tell the media, you heard him here on the Sounds from the Locker Room episode of the Ocho, after the loss of the Green Bay Packers, that he had a quad injury, and he said that he thought he would be all right. And Jason Garrett even mentioned that in his Wednesday press conference, said he said Amari will probably be limited, but it's just because of that and everything will be fine. No practice for the Cowboys for Lyle Collins, for Tyron Smith, for Leighton Van Der Esch. The Wolf Hunter has an illness apparently, so no real need to freak out. So the only sort of, you know, big things were obvious again: Tyron Smith, Lyle Collins. Right now, my own personal guess is that Tyron Smith plays. We'll see what happens with Lyle, but it is the Jets. And speaking of the Jets, their practice report: Henry Anderson, no practice. Trenton Cannon, no practice. Nate Hairston, no practice. CJ Mosley, no practice. Kelechi Osemele, no practice. We have limited participation for Josh Bellamy, for Jordan Jenkins, for Demaryius Thomas. Always forget that he's a Jet. I mean, always. I know it's only been a few weeks, but kind of crazy when you think about it. And limited participation for Quinnen Williams. Meanwhile, Robbie Anderson, Ryan Griffin, Arthur Maulette, Kyle Phillips, and Brian Winters, all full participants in practice on Wednesday for the Jets. So it is a precarious week to be the New York Jets. Certainly you consider the fact that Sam Darnold is coming back, and that's certainly going to make their team better, just because, you know, having your starting quarterback helps. But Adam Gase did say on Wednesday that CJ Mosley would be doubtful at best for the Jets. And Chris Herndon, who was supposed to be back this week, has a hamstring injury. Adam Gase looked pretty morose when he said that Herndon hurt his hamstring on Friday when running routes on his own. Remember, the Jets were on a bye last week, so he's unlikely to play as well. When you think about the things that Adam Gase said, he has a press conference every day, just like Jason Garrett does, and he offered up an interesting comment, I thought. He was asked by a local reporter what the Cowboys present from in terms of their scheme, in terms of their personnel, that could be worthy of caution, of concern, when bringing back a quarterback like Sam Darnold, obviously, who hasn't played in a long time. And here's what Adam Gase said, courtesy of the New York Jets.
I think two defensive ends that can get after the pass rusher, really that whole D-line, but those two guys in particular. You know, Robert, just being with him last year, just watching him get off the ball, and, you know, the guy they have on the other side is not bad either. So, I mean, you got two guys that are legitimate pass rushers.
Now, before you go and get upset that he said the guy on the other side, I know that some people will take that as being dismissive towards DeMarcus Lawrence. I didn't take it that way at all. I thought, you know, he was quite complimentary of the Cowboys defense as a whole, and specifically of their pass rushers. It's not a secret that Robert Quinton and DeMarcus Lawrence present great problems for opposing defenses. That's why, obviously, the holding penalty was called on David Bakhtiari, because, hello, Aaron Rodgers is not going to outrun Robert Quinn. But that's the key for the Cowboys. I mean, it really kind of boils down to that. I mean, This run defense, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence met with the media just like everybody else on Wednesday, the local media, and talked about how the Cowboys need to get back to being a good run defense. And, I mean, look, you allow four rushing touchdowns, and that's going to be highlighted as a pretty big problem. And so the Cowboys are in a situation where, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles had, what, 10 sacks last week against the Jets? I mean, I don't know that the Cowboys pulled that off, but, I mean, they've got to be in a position, or they've got to put themselves in a position, I should say, where they have a lot of success against the Jets, because look, they're expected to win. We all know that the Cowboys are expected to win, and they will win, but the quality of this win is going to go a long way. And look, maybe you don't care about that. Maybe winning is all that matters. And if they win, you know, 7-6, it will be totally fine for you. But if the Cowboys don't win handily, I think there will be cause for concern. Just like there's some questions that arose from the loss of the Green Bay Packers. If the Cowboys pass rush, if their run defense does not have a good day against this offensive line and against a quarterback that has missed four games, right, from mono, or three games, excuse me, from mono, I mean, you know, people will be asking questions and the voices will get louder and the doubt will get louder. And again, maybe that does not matter to you, but they should beat them handily. And thinking about that, I know that losing to the Packers the way the Cowboys did has people feeling badly. But when you think about it, I mean, they dominated their first three games and they were really in the Saints game, right? They lost because the Saints had a great game plan and they barely lost. I mean, the Cowboys really shot themselves in the foot against the Packers, and that obviously affected a lot of what they tried to do and put them in too deep of a hole. And you can't put yourself in that deep of a hole against a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. So it's not like we've seen this team play bad for a long time, is my point. And that's why I do think they'll come out and I think they'll hand the Jets a big loss, and I think they'll improve to 4-2, and it will set up a really, really epic week 7 game against the Eagles on Sunday Night Football. But maybe that's just wishful thinking. Who knows? Thursday Night Football tonight, Giants-Patriots, also game 5 of the ALDS. Houston Astros taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. Let's get it, Stros. Let's get it done. Big time stuff happening in the sports world. Red River Shootout going on this weekend as well. So we'll be sure to talk to Tony Casillas about that on the 750 as we get ready to wrap up the week. Only one more episode of the Ocho left before the week is over. It's flying by. I can't believe that week 6 is already here. You know, I remember looking at the schedule when it came out thinking like, man, the Cowboys are going to the Jets. That's going to take forever to get here. And here we are. Obviously, I don't think anybody would have foreseen what happened over the course of the first 5 weeks, but it's been fun. And I think the Cowboys kind of keep the fun and keep the party going. And that's what we're going to make sure that we do here with our final episode of the week. So once again, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Same handle. I am at RJ Ochoa on both. RJOCHOA. You can shoot me an email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. If you want to talk about anything, you have any question, any concern, it's a longer situation, you don't want to put it in a Twitter DM or Instagram DM, whatever the case may be, you know how to find me there. Make sure you check out bloggingtheboys.com for all the latest when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. We have you covered from wall to wall, from floor to ceiling. The ceiling is the roof, or whatever the kids say these days. I don't know. So make sure you have the absolute best Thursday of your life. You know why? Because you deserve it. So with all that being said, we will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.